This is the teacher. We will tell you the story of the martyrs of the sacred defense of Iran.
من مایلم اینجا یادی بکنم از محمد جهان آرا.
I really like to talk about Shahid Muhammad Jahan Ara. Muhammad Jahan Ara was the dear martyr.
ما بچه سپاهی و کلن برادران سپاهی هیچ تجربه‌ای نداشتیم. و ما خیلی زود
We the forces of Islamic Guard Corps had no experience about participating in the battle.
O Allah, O Lord of the worlds, O aid of those who seek assistance. O friend of the hearts of the righteous.
Today's story: the life and character of Shahid Sayyid Muhammad Jahan Ara. Dear listeners, Shahid Sayyid Muhammad Jahan Ara is one of the martyrs of the Iranian holy defense against the Iraqi invaders during the time of Saddam. Shahid Sayyid Muhammad Jahan Ara was born in 1954 into a downtrodden, Muslim, and faithful family in the city of Khurramshahr, Khuzestan province, Iran. The commitment of his family, especially his father, to Islam, caused Shahid Jahan Ara to be in love with Allah and the pure progeny of Prophet Muhammad. May Allah send his peace and blessings on him and his progeny. This was when he was entrusted to his grandfather to learn the Quran. The political and religious activities of Shahid Jahan Ara began in his participation of the sessions held in Imam Sadiq Mosque of Khurramshahr. That was when he seriously struggled against the rebellious regime of the Shah. And now, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei talks about Shahid Jahan Ara.
من مایلم اینجا یادی بکنم از محمد جهان آرا، شهید عزیز خرمشهر و شهدا.
I really like to talk about Shahid Muhammad Jahan Ara. Muhammad Jahan Ara was the dear martyr of Khurramshahr, alongside the other oppressed martyrs who resisted against Iraqi forces in Khurramshahr. During those days, I was in Ahwaz and witnessed the situation in the city of Khurramshahr in southern Iran. At that time, Khurramshahr had no professional artillery. The Iranian forces only had several repaired tanks, which were brought by Shahid Aghareb Parast to the city at war. There were not many forces in the main part of the city.
این محمد جهان آرا به این جوانهای ما در مقابل نیروهای مهاجم عراقی یک لشکر مجهز زرهی.
There was only Muhammad Jahanara and a few of our soldiers who resisted against the fully equipped Iraqi forces. The heavy artillery of Iraq worked day and night and bombarded everywhere, including the houses of common people there. However, because of the bravery of our young martyrs, Baghdad yielded in 3 days. We people of Iran must be proud of our youth. We must be proud of our martyrs.
افتخار کنید به این رزمندگانتون.
Welcome back, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. Shahid Sayyid Muhammad Jahanara, when he was 15 years old, being influenced by the Islamic movement, under the leadership of Imam Khomeini, he began fighting the regime with his friends. Eventually, due to his political activities against the Shah's regime, he was imprisoned. After being freed, he once again started his activities against the regime, which made the intelligence agency of the Shah, or SAVAK, threaten him. After obtaining his diploma, he went to a university in Tabriz and helped to form an Islamic association. During this time, he actively distributed manifestos of Imam Khomeini and enlightened university students about the injustice of the Pahlavi regime. And now, this is the voice of Shahid Jahanara and the English translation of his words.
ما بچه سپاه یا کلن برادران سپاهی هیچ تجربه نداشتیم. و ما خیلی زود با امیدیو که به خدا
We, the forces of Islamic Guard Corps, had no experience about participating in the battlefields. Thus, very soon, and by our hope in Allah, we could be coordinated in regard to the imposed war of Iraq upon us and be orderly. The main reason for this was the faith of our brothers in Allah, and if this faith did not exist, in day one or two, we would lose the war.
Welcome back, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program, The Teacher. In 1978 or 79, Shahid Jahanara decided to go to Syria along with some of his friends to learn guerrilla warfare and joined the Palestinian resistance camps there. Shahid Hujjatul Islam Sayyid Ali Andarzgu was responsible for dispatching Shahid Jahan Ara and his friends to Syria. After going to Syria, the massacre of Jalès Square in Tehran took place at the hands of the regime, which caused Shahid Jahan Ara decide not to go to Syria. He decided to stay in Iran and continue his struggle against the Shah. At about the same year, after the tanks of the Shah's regime go to the streets of Ahvaz and kill people, Shahid Jahan Ara and his friends decide to put up an armed struggle in order to defend the protestants. In one intense fight with the armored forces of the regime, Shahid Jahan Ara and his friends were able to injure nearly 30 people among the mercenaries and bullies of the regime and safely escape into their hideout. With the victory of the Islamic Revolution on February 11, 1979, after living 2 years covertly, Jahan Ara returned to Khorramshahr. In order to safeguard the cultural and political achievements of the Islamic Revolution, and in an effort to deepen and expand them and contain the conspiracies of outsiders by raising the issue of ethnicity and nationality, Shahid Jahan Ara, along with a group of his friends, formed the cultural and military center of the revolutionaries of Khorramshahr. This was so that they could defend the ideals of the Islamic Revolution. And now, Sister Zainab reads to us an excerpt of the last will of today's Shaheed.
O Allah, O Lord of the worlds, O aid of those who seek assistance, O friend of the hearts of the righteous, thank you for granting this poor and despicable sinner the syrup of martyrdom that leads man to reaching you in this way. I do not have a will for anyone, but I have a handful of sufferings and pains which I will write on this piece of paper. May it be an arrow in the heart of black-hearted ones who have not felt this freedom. And for the sake of the property of this world, destroy a nation, country, and a world. O Imam, until the moment there is blood in the veins of us pure youth of Islam, we will not let your line digress, which is a prophet-like line that is connected to the line of the prophets and the friends of God.
Thank you so much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, for listening to this episode of The Teacher, which was about Shahid Sayyid Muhammad Jahan Ara. We hope that you enjoyed this program. Until next time, we leave you in Allah's care.